Wolf Lovers Podcast, Episode 2.
Hi, I'm Tracy, and welcome to our Book Lovers Podcast. Joining me today are Andrea and Laura, staff at the Clamott County Public Library. Today's topic is books with buzz, books that people are talking about, books that have got some great reviews. So we're happy to be talking about some incredible books. So,
hi, I'm Andrea. And a book that I've got my eye on is The Lightkeeper's Daughter by Jean Pendenswall. And the synopsis is, filling her days with music and memories after the devastating loss of her eyesight, Elizabeth is forced to confront a painful past in the aftermath of her father's death, a situation that leads to a bond with a delinquent teen companion who helps her explore her grandfather's early years as a lighthouse keeper.
Is that adult fiction, or is that YA fiction?
That's adult fiction.
Adult fiction? Okay. Laura, what do you have? I know you have a lot of books on your list.
I do. One is Tomorrow's Kin by Nancy Kress. It's the first volume in an all-new hard science fiction trilogy. And the aliens have arrived. They've landed their embassy ship on a platform in New York Harbor, and they will only speak with United Nations. They say that the world is so different from Earth in terms of gravity and atmosphere that they cannot leave their ship. So the population of Earth has erupted in fear and speculation, as you might assume. And then one day, Marion Jenner, an obscure scientist working with the human genome, receives an invitation that she can't refuse. The Secret Service arrives at her college to escort her to New York, for she's been invited to speak with the aliens at the embassy. The truth's about to be revealed.
I love books about aliens.
So there you go.
I think it's the 70th anniversary of Roswell.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. This month or someday.
Oh, great. You can get your alien on with this.
I can. So, Andrea, what else do you have to share with us today?
I also have The Bookshop at Water's End by Patty Callahan Henry. And it's about two women who spend their childhood summers in a small southern town. And their secrets about, and they end up at this bookstore with the owner, Mimi, who has a tangled web of past and present mysteries about the town, and so the women get very involved in that. And then it's one of those that years later they go back and visit her and rehash these mysteries. So it's another book. You know, I love books about beachy towns.
That's right. I was gonna
southern
say,
southern
this is a theme in your life.
Yes,
I think
I do.
Laura, do you have any others to share with us?
I do. One's called Witches of New York by Amy McKay, and this was a description from one of the jacket quotes. It says, wonderfully wicked and deliciously dark, the Witches of New York had me totally spellbound, reminiscent of Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell. Amy McKay has written a book brimming with atmosphere, intrigue, and a cast of mesmerizing characters. So with a description like that, you can't go wrong, right?
That's right.
It's set in New York in 1880, and it's all about seances and spiritualism, and a 17-year-old girl named Beatrice who answers an ad in a newspaper that says, respectable lady seeks dependable shop girl. Those averse to magic need not apply. Which, of course, is clearly an invitation for exciting hijinks to ensue.
Yes.
So I'm really looking forward to that. And I know that this is a podcast and you can't see it, but the book has an absolutely gorgeous cover.
It does. It has a very eye-catching cover.
Those always draw me in, too. I'm a sucker for marketing.
Me, too. So you have witches, aliens, beaches,
secrets,
all kinds of great books. Well, thank you very much for sharing your books with us today. And remember to visit our library. There might be some books. All these titles are available at our library. All you do is go into one of our 10 branches and ask about it and tell them you heard it on the podcast. Today was brought to you by our wonderful library cards, our splendid library cards. If you or your child are going back to school, you will need a library card. It is the most important card in your wallet. So until then, read on, reader, read on.